any situation. These hearty foods are made with only the best healthy, natural ingredients. And let me tell you, my friends at Numana, they avoid the chemicals and the processes that have been found to make people sick. You don't want that. There's no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, no added MSG, no chemical preservatives, no soy, just the best foods to be available in the worst of times. You can find it all on the website, usaradiofood.com. usaradiofood.com. Find out more at usaradiofood.com.
The State Department admits taking out part of a video of a news briefing on secret U.S.-Iran nuclear talks. Spokesman John Kirby telling Fox News they addressed the matter internally.
We took it seriously, and we did talk to the technician who was on duty that day and who was asked to make this cut. And the call that came into her was actually a call from somebody else passing on a request from another official, and that's why it sort of was, so it was too removed.
The department admitting that a reporter's question about whether a spokeswoman had misled the media during an earlier briefing was deleted from video posts. Posted to an online archive. The briefing was held in late 2013. The State Department initially saying a glitch caused the deletion. A full version of the briefing is now archived with the Defense Department. Meantime, Airbnb bans a North Carolina host who canceled the booking after finding out the woman is black. The host using a racist slur on the Airbnb messaging platform to tell the woman her room was canceled and wrote, "This is the South, darling. Find another place to rest." This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Over the weekend, the State Department issues a rare travel warning for Europe. USA Radio's Jason Wirt with more.
The State Department is warning Americans planning to travel to Europe this summer that it could be dangerous because of terrorism. Counterterrorism expert Matt Mayer of the American Enterprise Institute tells USA Radio News the warning for Europe is rare, but not surprising.
Europe typically doesn't get such warnings, but given Paris and Brussels and the belief that there's still some bad guys out there, given the influx of refugees and what ISIS has kind of put into those flows, there's lots of big events happening where there'll be lots of people gathered, and that makes for easy targets, high vulnerabilities with lots of potential consequences. So not that surprising.
Mayer said one of the best things a traveler can do is stay alert to their surroundings. I'm Jason Wirt.
The head of the Republican National Committee's Hispanic Media Relations is resigning this month. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has the
details. It's being viewed as a sign of discomfort about working to elect Donald Trump. The New York Times says Ruth Guerra is leaving the RNC to join a conservative political action committee called the American Action Network. Sources within the RNC says Guerra, who is of Mexican descent, told colleagues this year that she was uncomfortable working for Trump. Guerra has declined to comment on the presumptive GOP presidential nominee.
And the former tech advisor believed to have set up Hillary Clinton's private email server going to invoke his Fifth Amendment right at a deposition next week. Brian Pagliano's lawyer saying he'll refuse to answer questions. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:04, it is 72 degrees and it is sunny and quite pleasant outside, actually. Forecast for today is mostly sunny with a high near 82. Tonight there's a slight chance of showers after 2 a.m. Tomorrow there's a chance of showers with thunderstorms possible at noon, but but I'm betting they're going to hold off until 5 o'clock. Otherwise, cloudy with a high near 76. Friday night, there's a slight chance of showers before 2 a.m. And Saturday is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 84. And then Sunday looks like a looks pretty much like a washout. Showers and thunderstorms likely. Cloudy with a high near 77.
It's looping.
It's looping.
Why isn't the song playing? This is Let's Dance by the Hooters.
It's the introduction.
Oh, I thought it was like stuck. Like
no.
The needle was
like
stuck on the record. Oh, well, what a start to the show, Jennifer. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, Community Day, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, is this Saturday. This is not a drill, Jennifer. A scant week later, it's the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. What a summer this is going to be. Jennifer says, haikus are easy, but sometimes they don't make sense. Refrigerator. Our outdoor summer concert schedule is set. Comic Fest is coming in August. Summer reading clubs for both kids and adults. And teens.
And teens.
And much more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer. Good Why morning, are we playing Jim. The Hooters?
That was a very clever haiku, by the way. Well, we had a request from Matt Dolan to play a different opening song, but
From what?
Different from the Hooters, and I'll tell you. We'll explain why I didn't play it now. Later, I'm going to play it later.
So, why did you pick the Hooters?
Why did I pick the Hooters? This is going out to Karen Scott's wife for her birthday.
Okay.
Because her birthday plans got messed up. They had tickets to see the Hooters, I think, at the Borgata Friday night.
Hooters are still around, huh?
Apparently. And Scott got stuck at work, and she was very gracious about it, and they missed the concert.
Did you like the Hooters? They were from Philly, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
name one other Hooters song. Don't look on your computer.
Hide in places. All you zombies.
Correct. Carla with a K. But this is probably the most popular one.
Yeah.
So. That's enough about the Hooters. That's most anyone's talked about the Hooters in quite some time, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They were from the early 80s, if I'm not mistaken, when their heyday was.
So happy birthday.
So it's the Hunterdon County Library Show. We have some programs coming up this week. The first program I have on my list, Jennifer, is next Wednesday. Do you have anything before that?
I do not.
So next Wednesday, we welcome back Linda Kay, a country singer.
Oh, I do, actually.
Okay.
But we didn't publicize
it. I'll stop. And
we didn't publicize it. The Hunterdon Young Composers Concert winners are going to perform on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at the North County Branch Library.
That's probably just a private teacher's recital?
It isn't, but it usually fills up
with parents and friends of the performers.
I'll tell you that bit later. But this year the winners are Stephen Slack, Connor Allen, and Pranav Shankar. And they will be playing.
Very nice. No, I didn't receive anything about that. I actually need to call someone back. If you're a local piano teacher in the Hunterdon County area, and you would like to give your have a recital with your students, we always offer our meeting room up for that on either a Saturday or Sunday. If you're interested, we can do that free of charge for you. So just contact Jim Thatch at 788-1423 if you're a local piano teacher. Actually, if your name is Barbara Russo and you're listening to the radio show, I owe you a call, and we'll see if we can schedule your piano recital. That's what made me think of it, Jennifer.
And Tuesday night, the WordPress...
So you had two things.
Startup is...
I asked you if you had any. You said no.
No.
And you actually had two.
I do. WordPress, an open source development platform. It's used a lot in blogging, but it can be used as a website content management. And there'll be a monthly startup meetings at the library, at the North County Branch Library, and the first one is this Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and then next Wednesday, June 8th, We welcome back Linda Kay, local singer, guitarist, country music musician. She's been playing with us every year for the past, I don't know, decade?
A lot.
You think so?
I'd say close to it.
So she's a local fan favorite. So if you've never heard Linda Kay strum and sing, come by the Hunter and Candy Library next Wednesday night at 7 p.m. I believe that we still have some room.
We have plenty of room.
If you would like more information about all our programs, go to hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, there's an events calendar bottom right corner. Click on that big word events, and all of our program flyers will come up, and then you can pick and choose which one you want to see. And we have plenty of them coming up.
And don't forget, Friday is the deadline to register for the HCL Outdoor Art Show.
I'm looking on the thing, right? The 10-day forecast has rain next Saturday.
Oh, no.
But it's 10 days out, Jennifer, so let's see if that changes.
I still have
hope. I'm not going to worry about that yet.
I still have hope for
tomorrow.
But we
do have a rain date built in. And then real quickly, we have two programs next Thursday. We'll tell them about them. We'll tell you all about them again next Thursday, but we have Fred Miller's last concert of the spring season at the Hunter County Library. Well, it's actually on Wednesday, June 8th at the North County Branch Library at 2 p.m. Repeated on Thursday, June 9th at 2 p.m. at the Hunter County Library. Fred is our resident pianist, singer, narrator. He'll be addressing the topic, With Plenty of Money in You, Jennifer, Love and Money, Money and Love, an American popular song. That's with Fred Miller. And then that night at the North County Branch Library, on Thursday, June 9th, that night I'm talking about at 7 p.m., folk music with Andy and Judy. A performance with folk singers Andy and Judy elicits sing-alongs and smiles as they ask the audience to participate on old favorites and thoughtful listening as the pair introduces their own compelling songs, Jennifer.
Who says they're compelling, Jim?
They do, obviously. The close harmonies blend Judy's evocative alto and Andy's deep baritone, beginning instrumentally with a classic folk guitar bass. Andy and Judy have deepened their sound, Jennifer, through the addition of mandolin, banjo, piano, harmonica, and with support musicians, bass, and percussion. I don't know if the support musicians are going to be there or not. But once again, if you like folk music, check out Andy and Judy next Thursday, June 9th, at the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m.
Very good. What else you got? You want to talk about the art show?
Yes. Jennifer mentioned that the deadline for the art show is tomorrow.
How many people are there signed up?
We have about 60 sign-ups.
Oh, that's good.
Including my daughter.
Very nice.
Who's be entering this year. So we'll see how she does.
What is her medium?
Her medium is like pen and ink and kind of like a watercolor type of thing. That is her medium. Good question, Jennifer. So if you're still not too late to enter, if you're a student, grade 7 through 12, an adult amateur, or an adult professional, those are our three categories. Just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link to the registration form right on the homepage. Just click on Call for Artists. Print that out and send it in to us or drop it off at the library. We accept all mediums except photography. The deadline, once again, is tomorrow. There'll be two judges. There'll be cash awards to all the winners. All the artists are allowed to sell their work as well to the huge throng that's going to arrive, Jennifer, looking to spend some money. So if you're looking to make a little money selling your artwork, this might be the place to be. Because in years past, artists have actually done pretty well selling their work. And if you just want to attend, like I said, come by the library next a week from Saturday, June 11th. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we'll have artwork set up on the lawn on snow fences that you will just walk around and browse. If you would like to bring a blanket and maybe a chair or a picnic lunch, feel free to do so and hang out with us for a while. We'll have music for you from the very popular local band Acoustic Road. I think we'll have some snacks and water, too. But then just all the great artwork. You get the rare chance to meet all the local artists, get to talk to them. Some of them might be your neighbors. Some of them might be friends of friends. Jennifer, you don't know. The great Richard Gerstner will be there, and I believe he just put out a new book, Richard Gerstner, with his artwork in it.
Did he really?
Yeah, so I think that might be on hand that we could check that out, too. Carolina Thatch, an up-and-coming artist, will be on display, as well as about 60, over 60 other local artists. So a great day just to either stop by for a little bit or hang out with us for a while. Jennifer Winberry. There might be a Jennifer Winberry sighting.
Might be.
Will there be?
There will be. Why wouldn't there be?
Great. So that's Saturday, June 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And just in case they're actually right about a weather forecast, Jennifer, we do have a rain date of Saturday, June 18th, which is a problem for me, by the way. I don't think my committee knows that yet.
Oh, dear.
I can't be there.
All right. Well, you put her to your anti-rain dance.
Yes.
All right. It's almost 11:15, so we'll go to our first commercial break, and then I will explain why I did not play the requested song at opening.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
I will explain why I did not play this request I had last night for the opening song. This was requested by Matt Dolan, who did trivia last night at the Tilted Kilt in Monmouth Junction. We were making fun of people who were, he played Bohemian Rhapsody as part of Name That Tune. Oh, that's from Wayne's World, or Dude Looks Like a Lady is from Mississippi.
By the way, I would like to remember some of the trivia questions.
I do.
You do remember some? Good. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
And I said, what song do you want me to play? And he said, play What a Wonderful World from Animal House. I was like, oh. But then I realized he meant this one. And
who is this?
This is Sam Coe.
Now, who was requesting?
Oh, Matt Dolan. Matt Dolan.
Who's Matt Dolan again?
He did the trivia night.
Oh, okay.
He was the host of the trivia night.
Wonderful. What a wonderful world, Jennifer.
Yes.
And a quick shout out to Morgan. Jennifer's a little worried about you. Yeah, Morgan's obviously gone dark. Unless you're on some secret government mission, Morgan, please contact Jennifer because she'll worry about it. So. And I don't want to keep hearing about it. So reach out to her, please. It's time for Today in History. This time every week, I go back in the year, back in years on this date, which is June 2nd, ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on June 2nd, and also some people who were born or who had died on this date in years past. Here we go, Jennifer. Let's go back to June 2nd, 1682. Bridget Bishop is the first person to go to trial for this. Bridget Bishop went to trial,
can't wait to help you out.
Found guilty, and was hanged on June 10th. What did she do?
For witch, being a witch in Salem.
But yes, she was Salem witch trials, which ended up being a hoax, if I'm not mistaken.
It was.
So it's very tragic.
Yes.
She was just a teenage girl, wasn't she, Jennifer?
Yes, she was, Jim.
And
then
she got
all the teenage girls started calling all the other, you know, calling out people, and you know, maybe people were doing things that.
Okay, and I made a small mistake here. I neglected to write the year down for the next one.
Okay.
So this happened sometime between 1682 and 1774, Jennifer.
Okay.
Because that's the two what's in between. Okay, Jennifer, Pontiac's Rebellion at what is now Mackinac City, Michigan. Chippewas, Jennifer, capture Fort Michilimackinac. Those darn Indian names, Jennifer. Okay. They diverted the garrison's attention and captured the fort. How did they divert the garrison's attention? You won't believe this.
They sent women in.
No. Good answer. Good deduction. They played a game of lacrosse right outside the fort and got the thing, and they chased a ball into the fort.
Okay.
And when they did that, they took the fort over.
Very clever.
Ouch. Somebody got fired. Well, somebody probably got killed that day. Okay, 1774, Jennifer. It's part of the Intolerable Acts on this date. The Quartering Act is enacted. And what was the Quartering Act?
That you had to house British soldiers.
It allowed a governor in colonial America to house British soldiers in uninhabited houses, outhouses, barns, or other buildings if suitable quarters are not provided. The Quartering Act, just another one of the Intolerable Acts, Jennifer, which led to, in 2 years, the Revolutionary War. 1886, Jennifer, who was the only president on this date, it happened, to wed in the White House. Actually got married in the White House. June 2nd, 1886.
Andrew Johnson.
Incorrect. This is the only president actually also born in New Jersey.
Woodrow Wilson.
Incorrect.
But he wasn't the president then.
Wasn't Woodrow Wilson, Jennifer. Stop talking to yourself.
I am.
The answer is Grover Cleveland. He married Frances Folsom.
Did he really?
Yes. Hmm. In the White House. Okay, Marconi, Jennifer,
mm-hmm.
In 1896, applies for a patent on this date for what?
A wireless radio, wireless transmitter.
Wireless telegraph. I'm going to give that to you. Good job.
Thank you.
How do you know that?
Because Marconi.
Thought he was radio.
Yeah.
Okay. Telegraph
wireless,
is
yeah.
the...
Because telegraph was connected all by wires.
On this date in 1953, the first major international event is televised.
Event. Okay.
What event am I referring to?
1953, first major international event.
First major international event.
Is this a Jim Thatch favorite?
What's that mean?
Like, is it a Beatles concert?
No, Beatles, 1953.
No, you're right, it would be 63.
John Lennon was 13 years old.
All right. Event.
Mm.
England, something in England.
England is correct.
It was either the coronation.
Very good, Jennifer. Go with
second.
It. Nicely solved.
Thank you.
How did you figure that out?
Because I looked at the date again.
Okay, finally, born or died on this date. Born in 1904, Johnny Weissmuller.
Was he the man who played Tarzan?
Very good. Also an Olympic swimmer. He was from Romania, I believe. 1941, Jennifer, Charlie Watts was born. On June 2nd, in 1941.
The only Watts I know is older than that. I don't know.
Who's that?
It's some DNA. He was a scientist.
Charlie Watts was the drummer for the Rolling Stones. Actually, still is the drummer for the Rolling Stones. Died, Jennifer, on the same day Charlie Watts was born. So, you know, a little triumph and tragedy on the same day. Lou Gehrig.
He was a baseball player. He had ALS, which was named Lou Gehrig's disease. He played for the Yankees. Infield.
Yes, the Iron Horse was the first baseman for the Yankees. Had a record for the longest time before it was broken by Cal Ripken. Most consecutive games played, Jennifer. Probably what he was most for. Part of Murderer's Row with Babe Ruth. Him and Ruth dominated the 20s and early 30s of baseball. I can't say enough about Lou Gehrig. Great guy. Good movie, too. Maybe this is your DVD alert of the day. The Pride of the Yankees. The Lou Gehrig story, starring Gary Cooper as Lou Gehrig. Babe Ruth plays himself in the movie, Jennifer.
Really?
Yes. So how about that? the Bambino, and is probably in his only major Hollywood role playing himself in Pride of the Yankees.
Hmm.
Interesting, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, 1948, Jennifer. Jerry Mathers was born.
He was the Beaver.
Very good. How do you know like obscure things like that?
I don't think that's obscure.
That's not obscure. Jerry Mathers? What else has he done?
Nothing.
1955, Dana Carvey was born.
He played, this is probably an obscure thing about Dana Carvey. He was the church lady on Saturday
obscure.
Night Live. Oh,
I didn't think you watched Saturday Night Live.
I didn't really.
He's also played Garth in the Wayne's World movies and on Saturday Night Live. I forget what other movies he was in. He had a pretty good career. He's still kicking, right?
I think so.
And finally, Jennifer died in 1990, just for you, Rex Harrison.
Thank you. He was a stage actor. He played the professor in My Fair Lady.
Worst play of all time?
Was not.
That's your UnDV dealer. Are you getting emails over there?
Morgan says thank you for the shout-out. She'll listen tomorrow.
Damn, how is she not listening now? She must be listening.
No, I just sent her a message.
Oh, never mind. Okay, Jennifer, anything else, Rex Harrison? One other one, big...
Camelot.
Another movie that he was in. It was a musical. Popular movie probably made in the 40s, probably in the 50s.
Oh, Gigi.
No. That was Rex Harrison.
I don't know.
I'm looking for Dr. Doolittle.
No, I never saw that.
You never saw Dr. Doolittle, Rex Harrison?
No.
I find that hard to believe. DVD alert number 2, Dr. Doolittle starring Rex Harrison.
Okay.
Load it up for your summer viewing pleasure, Jennifer. By the way, last night, another DVD unalert, Kara and Lori and I watched. We found, dug it up, and haven't seen this movie in almost 40 years, we figured out. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Kara's never seen it.
Kara's never seen it. And luckily it didn't shake her love of the Beatles because it was brutal.
Is it my imagination?
Brutal.
Or do I remember the Bee Gees?
The Bee Gees were three of the four Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts. It was the fourth. Another famous person. Peter Frampton. George Burns was in it. It was, I don't even know how, George Burns sang a Beatles song, actually sang one.
Really?
It was very, but then it was all the big stars of the day. I don't know how this guy got all these stars. Aerosmith was in it. Steve Martin did a song. Steve Martin was like a mad doctor. Earth, Wind, and Fire. And
really?
Then at the end, they had a big guest thing. And all like stars of the day had like a big scene at the end where they sang a song, like Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. But it was brutal for the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band went to Hollywood to become famous, and their hometown was taken over by some villain, and his girlfriend came to warn them, and they tried to save the town, and she died. And unfortunately, Billy Preston did the final number of the movie, and Billy Preston actually did perform on Beatles albums. He was actually on that rooftop concert. Billy Preston performed with the Beatles. I'm sure after this movie that Billy Preston probably got a call from all of them saying, lose the number. Well, I don't know why you did that to us, but for all we did to you, I'm sure John Lennon was not happy with Billy Preston after that movie. So, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, do not watch it. At all costs, avoid Planet Earth. No, avoid watching... Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. If you had any fond memories of it, like Lori said, she was a young girl, so her and her friends had a crush on Peter Frampton, and she said she wished she hadn't watched it.
Oh, dear.
I spent way too much time talking about it.
For a lousy movie.
Okay, talking about trivia, Jennifer, let's continue with the theme. Or do we have to go for it? Let me quickly give you a weather update before Jennifer... continues the trivia theme. We have a beautiful day today, clear skies, 82 degrees. Chance of rain tomorrow, just around midday, looks like the best chance before that tapers off. And then Saturday, hopefully for Community Day, which we'll talk about at length shortly. Hopefully the rain stays away. There's a slight chance of rain, but I think we're going to be good. Sunday, unfortunately, if you have any outdoor plans, I think you're going to have to cancel those, Jennifer.
I think so, too.
Looks like it's a high percentage. Actually, it's 100% chance around mid-afternoon. So they're pretty confident of that one. But then after that, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all beautiful days before the next chance of rain comes in on next Saturday. They're only calling it a chance or a thunderstorm right now, so maybe we're okay. We'll see. So welcome back to the Library Show. It is 11:29. Jim Gano, we understand, will not be in today for his show, Taking Care of Business. So you'll get a little bit of the rewind, which will probably be Chris, the Big C show, Jennifer. Is that correct?
I believe so, yes.
Do we ever get to be on the rewind?
We're on.
Does the Library Show
really
ever get to play?
Really late at night.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe we have a following.
Late at night, I don't know. We don't have a following early in the day.
Very good. That reminds me of Gene Shepherd, Jennifer.
Everything reminds you.
He was a late night DJ that had a huge following. So big, is, in fact, that he had a pet peeve once. I probably said this on the show before, but I'll bring it up again. Why not?
Okay.
I'm just kind of doing a James Joyce kind of stream of thought kind of thing today.
More like Dorothy Parker.
Dorothy Parker was stream of thought.
A stream of consciousness, yes, she was.
Stream of consciousness.
Oh, I sent you a Dorothy Parker poem last week.
Oh, yeah. I do kind of remember that. About spring, wasn't it?
Yes. Because you...
Wait, where was I? I'm going to lose my train of thought here.
All right, you go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Gene Shepherd was a late-night radio show back in the 40s, 50s, before TV, before the advent of TV. So it was in the 40s. So he always questioned how books became popular. So he thought it was kind of like a farce, the way they judge how a book got popular. So he got all his listeners. He made up a title of what completely made it up. And had a plot and everything and told his listeners to go in there and request at every bookstore this book to see if they could get it on the bestsellers list. And it worked.
Really?
I don't think it was number one, but it got on the best. I forget the name of the book. And it got on the bestsellers list, and he got in a lot of trouble for it, actually. But
that's
he made up
funny.
This book. I just got a shut up about the Beatles. Will do. Thank you, loyal listener.
So
okay.
Too late. Oh, but last week you were telling me that you don't, that summer's your favorite season, and we're touting the virtues of summer, and I kind of...
Yes, and then you talked about spring.
And then the next day...
From here to the end of the year is glorious.
Ellen Meister...
It's my favorite time of the year is from here to the end of the year.
Who has written two books about Dorothy Parker and the Algonquin Round
Table.
I don't
want to talk about Dorothy Parker. Listen. What's her favorite book? Famous book?
She didn't have enough.
Was Dorothy Parker the one that sat next to Calvin Coolidge at that dinner party?
Yes. No, and said, I bet I can make you say two words and... More than two words, and he said, you lose.
Yeah.
But then there was a posting, and it said, summer makes me drowsy, autumn makes me sing. Winter's pretty lousy, but I hate spring.
And I like Dorothy Parker.
Immediately.
Every season, Jennifer, compliments the other one. If you didn't have spring, you would miss it, because it makes you appreciate the other seasons more. Okay, Jennifer, I understand you have some trivia questions for me. I can't wait. I can't wait any longer. Either can Kika.
You're very impatient, Jim Thatch.
What are you doing over there?
I'm trying to
You're
find...
You're doing work over there.
I'm, like, trying to find the questions.
Oh, okay. So how did it go? Jennifer goes to Wednesday Night Trivia at the Tilted Kilt in Monmouth Junction. She came in second place again. Did you win any prizes?
Yeah, but because, like I was saying, he does bingo. He does name that
Throw the bingo out.
Yeah. But you win tickets. And then at the end of the night, he draws tickets. So this one group of people kept winning everything, and I'm like, I won two games of bingo. I came in second in the trivia. Where's my prize? Yeah, and I finally won a beer mug.
Nice. That's something.
It is. It is. I'm holding out for the Yankee jersey.
Oh, is there a big
They do like one
Yankee?
Grand prize, and there's
That's
a half
smart.
A dozen things to pick from. Yeah, I'm really not. So last night, one of the questions was, what celestial body has been the brightest in the sky for the last 2 weeks, brighter than it's been?
Jupiter.
Mars.
Mars has been? Apparently. Jupiter's been pretty bright, too.
Yes. Another question was, which scientist did the equation voltage equals resistance times current?
What? Who? Philosopher?
Scientist.
Tesla?
There were three choices, Ohm, Tesla, or Humboldt.
It's Ohm.
It was Ohm. What surgery did Raymond have at the end of on the season finale of Everyone Loves Raymond.
Hmm. I think it's what kind of surgery did Raymond have?
A tumor removed his appendix or his adenoids.
It's got to be his appendix.
What is adenoids?
What's an adenoid?
It's a thing in your throat near your tonsils.
And did he talk differently or something?
I don't know.
Is that the joke? I'm looking for the other shoe to fall on this one. He probably talked differently. Kika, look up the season finale of Everyone Loves Raymond.
And then
and why did he have adenoid surgery? I think the joke, my guess is the joke is that he had some weird voice after it.
Possibly.
He has that nasally voice. Do you know Ray Romano?
Yeah, okay, so that might have been because I know people have had their adenoids removed, like who used to almost snort, like when they breathed in. So maybe that would have done it.
Let's see.
That's an interesting thought. Okay, we'll find out. What book is this the first line to? And it's also a movie. 129 pounds, but post-Christmas. Alcohol units, 14. But effectively covers 2 days, as 4 hours of party was on New Year's Day. Cigarettes, 22. Calories, 5,424.
It's the beginning of a book and a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know this?
I did. And the movie starred Julia Roberts.
Well, it's not Pretty Woman.
No.
What was she?
It's a more current movie than that.
I don't know.
Bridget Jones's Diary.
That wasn't Julia Roberts. Wasn't that Renee Zellweger?
Was it?
You threw me off the trail there.
I don't know.
Bridget Jones was Renee Zellweger.
You think?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think it was Julia Roberts.
No, it wasn't.
Bree, you threw me a curve yesterday, Bree, because Bree said how Julia Roberts was in the movie.
Oh, and you still got it.
I still got it. I knew because I knew it from the book.
Good.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't remember any of the other. I have more questions from the week before.
Well, if they come up, just interrupt whatever we're saying and just ask
it.
That's the kind of show we're doing today.
All right. You want to talk about summer reading?
Yes. Summer reading club for kids or adults, Jennifer?
Well, I'll start with kids and then you can talk about adults.
Sounds good.
Oh, and I do have other little trivia for you. It's on a little scrap of paper. The theme for the summer reading club is On Your Mark, Get Set, Read. For the Children's Summer Reading Club. And there's going to be a kickoff party, a preschool sports party, on Tuesday, June 14th. Drop in any time between 10 and noon. No registration is required. The Hunterdon County YMCA will be at the library to provide sports instructions for our guests. Siblings are welcome, but please limit stroller use as we hope to have many guests.
That we got? That's all you have about the Kids Reading Club?
No, and then you will join the reading club.
Okay.
And for every 10 books you have read to you, you get to pick a little prize. And then for every 3 books you read over 100 pages, or every 5 books you read by yourself, you get to pick another prize. And that will go on through the end of August. It's basically independent reading. There will be programs and special performers throughout the summer. And I know there will be performers because I just signed off on them today. We are going to have them. There will be some tween programs at the headquarters library for students entering grades 1 through 4. We're going to have a mad scientist workshop, Moving Motion, a wise owl workshop, Go Native Gardening. We're going to have a hula afternoon. We're going to have a fossil dig, and that's open to grades up to 6. And then we're going to have art with Lindsay. And then for Teen Cafe, which is students going into 7th grade and up, we're going to have Make an American Flag Basket with the Hunterdon County Parks Department. And I just saw a picture of it today, and it looks pretty nice. We're going to have Teen Cafe Coding Workshop, some more art with Lindsay, and there's going to be a Pause to Read program to learn all about therapy dogs for the older kids.
Very nice.
What you got?
Then we also have an adult summer reading club. Jennifer, what's this club all about? I got some frequently asked questions for you. Why should kids have all the fun, Jennifer? The adult summer reading club is an opportunity for adults to celebrate and enjoy summer reading. To join the club, simply submit a registration form, either online, there's a link right on our homepage, hclibrary.us, or in person at the library. Set a goal for yourself, not Jennifer Winberry type goals, which are impossible, but you know, a reasonable goal, and start reading. As you finish a book, let us know, either online or filling out a form, and giving the book a rating of 1 to 5 stars. If you would like to write a brief, informal review of the book to share with the club, it would be greatly appreciated by other club members. But that's not required, Jennifer. Exercise Your Mind is the theme. What is that about, Jennifer? Every year, the Collaborative Summer Reading Library Program comes up with a theme for the Summer Reading Club. And this year, the theme is Exercise Your Mind and Read. How old do I need to be, Jennifer? Let's not ask all of these frequently asked questions. How do I join? Go to the library's webpage, aclibrary.us. I already said that, Jennifer. Let me see if I can find
it. Has it started already, Jim?
Interesting. Yes, it's already started. The link is on the homepage. So whenever you're ready to commit to a goal for yourself for books in the summer, and don't go crazy. You don't need to impress anybody. Just say 5 books. That's a lot. Don't you think 5 books is a lot in the summer?
It is.
You said with a grin. What is the Just Jennifer? You have your own frequently asked question, Jennifer, don't you?
I do.
What is the Just Jennifer on the blog? Jennifer is a Hunter and County librarian. Well, this has got to be updated. She's the assistant director. And an avid reader and a member of the club who writes reviews on the newest books coming out. Books that you are not able to get yet, by the way.
It doesn't say that.
If you'd like to be one of the first to discover new books, Just Jennifer is a great place to start. Oh, gag me.
I didn't write that. I didn't even know that was there.
I don't use a computer, Jennifer. Is there another way to participate in the club?
There sure is. You can get paper reviews at the library, paper review blanks at the library, and fill them out and submit them that way.
Can you count audiobooks?
You can.
Do the books I read have to come from the Huntington County Library?
They do not. It'd be really great if they did, though.
Yes. That'd be appreciated. You should give them an extra point of that for something. And then I understand there's like a gift basket, isn't there, Jennifer, or
there
something?
There are 4 gift baskets. And how do you know about get it those? Because I asked you to make signs for them.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
There's one for headquarters, North County, South County, and then there's one traveling one that will go between all the affiliate libraries and the bookmobile.
And how do you win these
And every
baskets?
Time you register, and they were donated by the Friends of the Huntington County Library, and every time you submit that you read a book, you get entered in to the drawing.
It's a beautiful summer-themed gift basket. So we have 5 of those that we'll be giving away. Will there be an end-of-the-year summer party? Of course there will, on Thursday, September 8th at the Headquarters Library. You need to call to reserve your spot, though, 788-1434, or click on End of the Summer Party on the Adult Summer Reading Club webpage, which is part of our webpage, to reserve your spot.
Very good.
So I think that pretty much covers it, don't you, Jennifer?
I think so.
And Just Jennifer, don't you think that covers it?
The gift baskets will be on display shortly at all the libraries.
Very good. Let me quickly talk about the summer concerts coming up, and then we'll end the show with, I think Jennifer said she had more trivia, and we'll talk about Community Day coming up in 2 days. Our summer concert series continues again this summer, presented by the Friends of the Huntington County Library. These are free outdoor concerts. Bring a blanket or chair. We have 3 concerts this year, all on consecutive Wednesdays starting Wednesday, August 3rd. All concerts start at 6:30 p.m., Jennifer. John Nobile's Summer Swing Orchestra will perform on Wednesday, August 3rd on the library lawn on the Route 12 side of the library. There's a nice sloping hill there if you've never seen it. Perfect place for a concert. The next band will be the Blauenberg Band on Wednesday, August 10th at 6:30 p.m. It's the oldest community band in New Jersey. So it's just think a big Sousa-type patriotic band. And that's the Blauenberg Band. Then finally, Jennifer, the British Invasion American Response on Wednesday, August 17th. The British are coming, Jennifer.
I know you've
the
got
concert starts at 6:30 p.m. They're more than just the Beatles. The performance is 3 shows in 1. They'll start with the British Invasion songs from the 60s, then the American songs from that same era, and then a big Beatles finale. So you don't want to miss this. And we're working on having an ice cream waffle truck there, which
good.
Looks like it's going to happen.
Oh, good. Good.
So it'll be very possible. If it does rain, Jennifer, unfortunately, the Blauenberg Band and the Summer Swing Orchestra shows are canceled because those bands are so big we can't move them inside. But we will move the British Invasion group inside, which we've had to do once, and Jennifer's husband Brian actually prefers that, even though it's a quarter of the audience, Jennifer. Yeah, all of our summer concerts are free and open to the public. You don't need to pre-register, just show up. with your chair, a blanket, your picnic lunch, your non-alcoholic wink-wink beverages, and have a great time this summer at the Huntington County Library. We'll go to our last bank of commercials, and we'll be back to tell you all about Community Day right after this.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Huntington County.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry with Jim Thatch. Jim Gonneau will not be in. We'll do some rewind. Before we talk about Community Day, I want to give Jim the, this was two Sundays ago, on the NPR Weekend Edition puzzle. Every Sunday morning about 8:40, Will Shortz does an on-the-air puzzle. And I liked this one, and I thought you would like it, and it would be easy to do on the radio.
Okay, sounds
okay?
good.
So I'm going to give you some letters. I'm going to give you a word plus a letter, and then you're going to anagram it to make the name of a comic strip.
Okay.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Goo, G-O-O plus P. It's in Peter.
Pogo.
Yep. Chat plus Y.
Chat plus Y?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Jennifer, let me think. A comic strip. Yacht?
A person's name.
It spells yacht.
It does. That's a matter of fact.
It's a person's name.
Why is the last letter? It's a girl's name.
Oh, Kathy.
Kathy. And the next one is Cyan. C-Y-A-N plus N.
C-Y-N.
Yep. You were going to say it.
Nancy. That's
yes. Chair.
I got to remember comic strips. Chair.
Plus E.
Chair like the...
No, chair like you're sitting in.
Oh.
C-H-A-I-R.
Chair plus E would be...
This was a famous comic book. Probably 50s or 60s, probably even back earlier than that.
Archie.
Unseat plus P.
They're getting harder.
As in Peter. They're getting longer.
Unseat in P.
Mm-hmm. And it starts with the P.
The P is the first letter? Uh-huh. Is the last thing always the first letter?
No.
Oh. I don't know. I don't want to give so much dead air. Give me a hint.
S is the last. It's plural.
Peanuts.
Yes. Okay. Fragile plus D. This is not a person. There are a couple people in this comic strip.
Garfield.
Garfield, correct. Liberal plus N. It's a two-word name. Three letters and five letters. I don't think it's still in the comic strips. It was definitely from the 50s. The three-letter word has an apostrophe.
It has an apostrophe?
Yeah, it's not really a word.
Lil Abner.
Yep. And the last one, head first.
Lord.
Plus E. And it's three letters, and four letters. And the first word
three is... Three-letter, three-letter, four-letter?
Yeah, the first word is the...
The
there were when we were in high school.
Well, that's just, there's no H. Oh yeah, there is. First. Never mind.
When we were in high school, they had those ripoff pages. This was a very popular ripoff page calendar.
Oh,
like a single Ziggy? Panel. Yeah, but it wasn't Ziggy.
I don't know.
The Far Side.
Ah, I should have got that one.
You should have, but you did very well.
I did fair.
Okay. So tell us about Community Day.
Community Day. The Hunterdon County Chambers Community Day is finally this Saturday, Jennifer, and it looks like they're going to have the great weather for it. Why don't you have the flyer? Why don't you tell me about it?
I have the flyer. It is from noon to 6 p.m. at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park, 1207 Route 179, if you want to put it in your GPS. From 2:30 to 5:30, there will be live music with the British Invasion Tribute.
They're called the British Invasion Years now.
Reptile shows with Reptile World at 1, 3, and 5. There will be tethered balloon rides. There's a shred event sponsored by the county clerk, 1 to 5 p.m., limited quantity per car. There is a small parking donation, which goes to the Flemington Fire and Rescue Squad.
It does.
Is that who?
So it's a good cause.
Right,
so.
But there will be a separate line if you just want to go and shred and you don't want to stay for the... for the event. There will also be pony rides and a petting zoo, food, music, games, fun for the whole family. There will be the Hunterdon County Library Bookmobile. The sponsors are the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, ShopRite of Flemington, Hunterdon Healthcare, Hunterdon County, Unity Bank, and Safe Coalition Prevention Works, Hunterdon and Somerset County.
So just talking about the bookmobile, Jennifer, we'll have the bookmobile there. You can tour it. You can, if you have a library card, you can take a book out. Can't you?
You can.
We'll have tables set up. The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library will be there to tell you about their group. If you want to join them, they'll make that easy for you. I think they have some stuff that they might be selling, like book bags.
I think so.
But we'll have some giveaways.
We'll have some hats, too.
Yes. We'll have some giveaways for you. And plus, we'll also have a raffle of a big summertime-themed basket. All you can do is fill out a form. We'll give you a call if you win that. And we'll have a lot of giveaways about all of our summer programs, Comic Fest and the summer concerts. And our Library Card Month promotion and the art show, which is happening the next week, we'll tell you all about it. Or just want to stop and talk, we'll be there too. And also, if you have some tired kids and they want to just sit down for a little bit, we'll have a blanket laid out with some kids' books that they can just relax and
read,
which is always a good thing. So it should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
I'll be there all day long from 12 to 6. So if you want to come out and hang with me, if I look bored, my stomach growling. Was that loud? Was that on the radio?
I don't know. I heard it.
I'm really looking forward. It's going to be a good day. I think Joan Sabo from the library staff will be there. Jennifer says she thinks she's showing up now. She couldn't stay away. It sounds like so much fun.
Yep.
Linda Sadepsky from the library staff will be there. Georgia Muse from the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library will be there. It's like a who's who of library superstars.
That's right.
Yeah, Carrie, the library bookmobile driver, will be there. Am I forgetting anyone?
I don't know. Is Cheryl going to be there?
I don't believe so. Okay. I don't think she could make it now.
Okay.
Was Dana Neubauer going to be there?
I don't think so.
I don't know. So Community Day. And plus, there's so much other stuff going on that Jennifer mentioned. There's going to be food, too, right?
Yes.
There's going to be food? I hope there's food.
If there's not food, you're in big
trouble.
It should
be like a beer garden. That'd be cool. Can the library sponsor a beer? Could the Friends do that if they wanted to?
I don't know. There's going to be a pony rides, petting zoo.
So very kids-themed. Yeah. So it's a great way to meet people that live in your community. That's the whole point of this thing, Jennifer.
Yes, and a lot of local businesses will be set up with tents. Yes, and there'll be loads of giveaways. Bring a tote bag.
Yes, it'll all be just – it's a meet and greet of all those stores and people that you visit their businesses. Now you get to know them a little bit better.
Yes.
I mean, I think it's a great thing. I think that's what's missing in this world, Jennifer.
What's that?
Like the sense of community. Like, you don't really get to know people anymore. No, Jennifer doesn't agree over there.
I don't know. No, I'm thinking.
That's great,
Jennifer. Why? That we're disagreeing?
That you don't think a sense of community is important.
No, I think
even though that's the Hunterdon County Library's mission, is to be a...
No, I'm disagreeing with you. I think people are being more community-minded.
You think it's starting to turn back the other way now? Yeah. I hope you're right, Jennifer. For the sake of the world.
But it's kind of hard because, I mean, you and I both grew up in towns.
Right.
And then you moved to Hunterdon. I mean,
well, Hunterdon County, things are done more on a countywide scale than where we grew
really
up. That is correct. My father actually made that point last weekend.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Right, because where could you walk to from your house? I mean, you could probably walk to
Where could
the
I
park.
Walk to? School. That was it.
No, from here.
Oh, from here. From Flemington?
From your house.
Where could I walk to? Not many places.
Exactly. And
There's a park.
Right. There is a park, which wasn't there. You know, but when my husband moved out here from Hoboken in 1963.
But you could walk to everywhere in town.
I can, yes. That was one of the reasons I picked where I picked to live.
That's why my wife wanted to live in Flemington, too. But unfortunately, we couldn't find a house there, Jennifer. They wouldn't let us into the borough.
Well, it's just as well, because one of the houses you were looking for, the road has been dug up in front of it for months now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're putting new pipeline on Cap.
Is that the one over by RFIS?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, and they're having 4th of July fireworks, speaking of RFIS, in Flemington again this year on July 3rd.
Right over
July
that 3rd. Ball field, mm-hmm. right off of Court Street or whatever that street's called.
And that's a huge community event. There'll be a band. There'll be a concert starting at 7 o'clock, and people come and bring the picnic.
No, I think they're starting to do a better job. If they ever can get Main Street figured out, that would be a huge boost as well.
Do you know if the parade was canceled on Monday?
It
was canceled? Because I saw the fire trucks drive by, and then a little while later I heard the gun rally, and I thought maybe they were at the cemetery. I wasn't sure. Well, that's unfortunate because it didn't rain in the end.
No, I know. I think they pulled the trigger on that too soon. But
that's why I'm keeping the faith for tomorrow that it's not going to rain. So it is.
You keep doing that.
It's 11:57. Thank you for listening. Jim Gannot will not be in. We'll be putting on the rewind. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, come in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The other person tends to be aggressive. And aggressive communicating, again, is judgmental, is subjective. It's my opinion only, and your opinion doesn't count. Using lots of you statements. It's disruptive. It's descriptive. It puts people down. It has loaded statements. You can't do anything right. You always do this. You should. You never. It's aggressive. What we are aiming for in effective communication is being assertive. Again, that is using I statements. I statements are non-judgmental.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Unemployment claims down slightly. The Labor Department says 267,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits. That's 1,000 fewer than last week's report. Classes expected to resume at UCLA today.
A murder-suicide caused a campus-wide shutdown Wednesday. Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck said the shooting took place in the engineering school and claimed the life of Professor William Klug. Klug was shot and killed by an unidentified student who then shot himself. Police with long guns patrolled the street of the large campus after the shooting, while SWAT teams cleared school buildings floor by floor. A weapon has been found, and no suspects remain at large. Klug was a mechanical and aerospace engineering professor who led a research group. The engineering school's senior class dinner was scheduled for tonight, and final exams are next week. Randy Fuller, Los Angeles.
And this is USA Radio News.
Have you dreamed of going to the Holy Land and see the places that you've read about in the Bible? Hi, this is Governor Mike Huckabee. Join Western Journalism and me for the Israel Experience 2016. You'll experience the land of the Old Testament and the Gospels, the complex and beautiful land that was the setting for the teachings, the battles, and the miracles of the Bible. During your Israel experience, you'll walk where Jesus